And so I'll be talking as an, I'll be using as anchor two verses. Philippians 3:12. Because I find that one much more comfortable. My father-in-law, Pa Willie, told me that, you know, there was a child who was sent to go and buy some Kelly Willie with sixpence. And on the way, he lost the money. He was playing with it, and then he fell down in a dark place. So she was crying, and somebody found her standing under a bright lamp, the street light. He says, "What's happened?" He says, "I've lost my sixpence." "But what? Where is it?" He says, "I lost it over there." "Why are you here?" He says, "Because there's light here." So, when they give you a verse and you don't feel comfortable with it, too lofty for you, you change it, because that's the one you can handle. Philippians 3:12. "Not that I have already obtained this, or I'm functions." I said, give me the, then I started teaching functions small. Within 5 minutes, the lecturer appeared, which I said, thank God, because teaching functions from your head for 3 hours would not have been easy. But he came early enough to say, we thank God for that. Yes, Mr. Banasco.
Thank you. Prof, it's refreshing to hear from people like you from time to time. And I believe here in this country we have a few, not too many, maybe not a critical mass of people like you who have gone to places and revived them, revitalized them, and really made them perform to their optimum capacity. What worries me is, do people like you make sure that succession and continuity of whatever has been accomplished is maintained? What I see all the time is people come and then the whole thing falls. And then another person comes, then the whole... So we don't seem to be making any progress. And I really feel sorry. Why? Can we diagnose why we take 2 steps forward and then 3 back, 2 forward, 3 back. And our present state of despondency and hopelessness, it looks sometimes like there are no people of substance, or as Nigerians would say, men of timber and caliber.
Thank you very much.
They can really set the momentum on a trajectory where we can say that this generation we've built a successful country. Thank you.
Well, actually, the biggest problem, and that I will not miss any words, is our political leadership. Because, for example, when I was living in Gimpa, you know, yes, I'm a professor, but I told them that Gimpa's head is not professoria. If he's a professor, he's an additional bonus. We are talking about a seasoned leader who has to work in the public sector, probably private sector experience and other things, and the profile. Then they decided to appoint my deputy to succeed me. Not my immediate deputy, the one before. And I'm saying this not because I had to have them written down in the minutes of the council, because posterity will ask. I said that for 3 reasons. You cannot appoint this man. He has no leadership and management capacity, and I doubt his personal integrity, but I won't go into details. Do you know that when the time for the council, and I was a council member, to vote, all those who had not been coming to council meeting decided to come that day to come and tell me that you are not going to decide who is your successor. I said, I don't decide. I'm just advising you. So they voted 10 against 1. And that's where I said that only write down my reason why I am opposing the person. Because if anything at all, by tribalism and everything else, he's the person I should support. That's what he did. Well, interestingly, the average Ghanaian doesn't know that the person ever existed in Gimpa. 3.5 years wasted. That is true. In the public sector, you do not determine who succeeds you. And when you have told people, in this case in writing, why this person is not the right person, because I've done the job for 9 years, they said, because of that, we will put him there to spite you. But thank God, things have not been, they haven't gone as far as they should have gone. But by God's grace, the foundations which were laid, I believe, will survive about 3 rectors, even if they are mediocre. But then it cannot be indefinite. When I was living in Gimpa, I made sure that my successor will perform so well that within 2 years, everybody will forget me. I planned for a 10 million undergraduate school when you are entering Gimpa on the right, so that Gimpa will maintain the serenity for the senior public servants, senior politicians, and other things. Left them the person who implemented it and who, where to get the money. The first week at Edeba, my successor's statement was that I'm not here to continue Professor Des' job. And in 3 years, they did not make one move. What can you do in the public sector? You are limited. In fact, most surprisingly, I didn't want to go into those areas. 10 months after my retirement, as we say in Ghana, staying my somewhere, I got a letter signed by Dr. Christian Amoakunyama, who had been made the chairman, that she would like to revise my retirement package. You retire 10 months old, you go. Stay. I think that your retirement package was too much. So, there were only 4 things in my retirement package, in case some people think that I'm chopping too much. I'm on Social Security, so they don't pay me any gratuity, even because I didn't join the goose, because I'd work on the Social Security. If I did goose, I wouldn't get anything. You have to be 10 years before. So, I'm a Social Security man, only 4 things. I'm entitled to take go with my car, discounted at 25% per year, 4 years, so it was given to me for free. The bank sometimes used me use. I'm entitled to 2 security men for the rest of my life and a houseboy and 1 year sabbatical leave. That's all. I mean, this is all. And you go, you retire 10 months because some people had gone to tell them that I retired December 2008. So I'm a NPP person, so I had to run away when NPP's term came to an end. I'm crazy. In fact, the BNI, just soon after, the BNI came to my house for the car. Thirdly, I come into the car, says, "You foolish people, stand there, excuse me for my language." And I called Atamils, and then they ran away. What does a vice chancellor or rector has to do with the fact that he was 60 years at the change of government? Has nothing, my employment. So I wrote back to her and said, "I think there's something wrong. Please, you may want to reconsider. No fears." Do you know, people don't know, I went to court and the court asked them to stop the nonsense. And this was the first time when I was going to court, I was hiding. Why? Because I wouldn't like anybody to hear that I, Stephen Ade, am taking Gimpa to court. And that's how they were stopped. You can't plan your succession. When even the part you have given, they say you have run away because there's a change of government. So we have a very bad country with bad leadership. And unless that changes, as a country, we are going nowhere. Tomorrow, if you are at the International Conference Center, I'm going to give a speech, and that is the whole team. They gave me to talk about, you know, Africa does not need strong men, but strong institution. And my answer is that you need the right strong men of integrity, capacity, and who, huh? Yes. Oh, now you have grown to be a man. What? Leaders of integrity who will not count their strength in just winning elections anyhow, how much they steal, their party, and other things, but who would see power as God-given instrument to bless their nations. Hakuna Matata, Ghana will develop in less than 5 years. Today, there's a publication. I was supposed to speak on it on my way coming here, but fortunately, I forgot my phone. So the radio... Ghana is at the bottom of 71. And actually, the reason why we are at the bottom is that only 71 or so countries were included, Asian and African countries. Europe and everybody was not included. And even in Africa, countries I know have especially better basic education system than us. All the Francophone countries, Rwanda and all of them were not included. So we are actually in a civilized bottom, because if others had been included, we would have been about 175. I don't think that there are more than 10 countries in the world today whose education system is as bad as Ghana's. And that is more serious because the future is being mortgaged. You won't see it now, but you will see it, and our children are going to pay a heavy price for it. I hope you have paid your money nicely. There's not going to be, oh, Obi Mami, oh, I thought that he's my auntie, so when she was raising the hand, I thought that he was warning me to finish, not knowing that that's what I took it to be. I was going to call you. This is the last question, because I cannot.
Okay, Papa.
Yes.
With respect, I think we have the best nation, but bad people.
Yeah. But there's
there's a prayer I've been praying, and I plead that everybody joins, that God changes our hearts and our minds. That's our problem. To change the heart and the mind. Because it's our hearts and minds that are sick. But as for this nation, in my house, I planted grapes, pomegranates, star fruit. I mean, God has given us everything, but our hearts and our minds are our problem.
I agree with you perfectly. In fact, yesterday I was...
So please, let's join and cry to God, because he says when we come, he'll take the heart of stone out of us. He'll give us the mind of Christ. This is what Europe has. And now they're messing it up. So let's pray for God to change our hearts and our minds. Because why is it that when we see a good thing, we call it bad? For selfish reasons. My sister calls members of parliament akromfu nimonyamfo. Nimonyamfo.
Akromfu means that honorable thieves.
Honorable thieves.
That's the
because English. That's it. Yeah. And this fear of man, instead of fear of God, which is the beginning of wisdom, fear of man, which is beginning of foolishness. And that's all that is going on.
No, so I agree with you.
Let's pray for a change of heart and mind for us. And, you know, the best nation that God has given us will show up to the glory of God.
Thank you very much. I said that was going to be the last. And actually, yesterday, I came to the conclusion that, and as you are saying, much of the things happening is sheer wickedness. And I gave two examples. One, why should even little Gimpa, you know, they gave me a house, they gave me a car, they gave me a driver, they gave me petrol, everything, with the only one thing that I will help the institution. How dare I? And yet, after all these things, what is given for us to use it for our people, we steal them. That is one example. Another example, which is an apogee of our wickedness. If you depend upon it, if you add Eastern region, 6 of the nation's regions are linked by one major road between Accra and Kumasi. And from Insawem to Suhum is 21 kilometers. And half of it had been done 5 years ago, and the remaining half for 6 years. Even Burkina Faso or Cape Verde or any poor country can do 12 kilometers of a road. And we have the ministries and everything and the government. And for 6 years, it was not done. It had nothing to do with money. It could be only wickedness. Because when they are passing, they say everybody should stand by. I go to Kumasi and there's a presidential jet. That parade jumps to Kumasi, and the other day I was so embarrassed. At the tarmac, there were about 30 land cruisers. I said, this is wickedness. It has nothing to do with governance. And therefore, we must pray. And actually, we Christians have the key to pray and to act. There's going to be a campaign which I'm going to be part of from next year. The churches have been told not to be involved in politics. That comes from the devil. The churches should not be in politics to say, vote for PPP, NDC, but to educate people what should be the basis for their voting. It's only when you go and stand here, you know, I am NDC guy, you know, so vote for NDC. That is not your job. But where there's wickedness, we must point it out. We must educate our people and ask them that this is, because we can predict the corrupt people's behavior. Last minute, roads, there will be graders on the roads. There will be money, bentua, and other things. That we have to educate us that they are doing that one because they are wicked. And vote for people you know to be people of integrity. God bless you. The Lord be with you. And please, only one song and we'll finish. Amen.